Okay, good evening. A few more Divrei Torah from the Great Gedolim of America on the Parsha. Tonight in Mitzvah Hashem we'll have one more Divrei Torah from Rav Moshe Feinstein, and then an idea from Rav Aaron Cutler, and then hopefully an idea or two from Rav Gedalia Shor. Continuing in the Darash Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein comments on the Psukim, where Avram, Avinu, and Eliezer are talking before Eliezer's shlichus, before Eliezer goes out to find Rivka Imenu. Avram says that be very, very careful, do not to bring Yitzchak over there to Padan Aram. And Avram says, Hashem Elokei Hashemayim, Asher Lekachanu Beis Avi, Umi Eretz Molati, Asher Diberli, Vasher Nishbali, Leimor Lezaracha, Eten Esaretz Azos. So Avram Avinu points out that Hashem, the God of heaven, had took me from my father's home and brought me on this incredible journey, this journey of a geographical journey, but also a spiritual journey. And Rashi points out that that Avram Avinu refers specifically here to Hashem as Hashem Elokei Hashamayim, God, the God of the heavens. And Rashi says, Velo amar Elokei Aretz. He doesn't refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu as the God of Earth. Ulamalo amar vazbiacha v'chulei. But above, Avram Avinu had referred to Hashem when he makes Eliezer take an oath that he's going to do this mission. He says vazbiacha b'Hashem Elokei Hashamayim v'Elokei Aretz, the God of Heavens and the God of Earth. So Rashi wonders why over here does Avraham Avinu refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu just as the God of the heavens, and he points out that Rashi says Zamar lo achshav hu Elokei Hashamayim v'Elokei Haaretz. Now God has become revealed not only as the God of heaven but also as the God of earth, the God of the land. Why? Shehir galtiv b'fi habrios, because I have made God, I have put God in the mouths of man. I've made God more commonplace here down on earth. Aval kshela kachani mibeis avi, but at the beginning of my journey or before my journey, haya Elokei Hashamayim velo Elokei Haaretz. He was only the God of heavens. Shelo hayu bayola makirim bo shmo lo haya regil baaretz. People didn't know of God before I came along. He was only this ethereal, supernatural, spiritual being and concept, totally removed and foreign to mankind, to earth. And now I have taught mankind about God. Obviously, we know this is a true statement of Avraham Avinu, and has become more and more true as the children and the progeny of Avraham Avinu and the students of Avraham Avinu have, over the generations and generations, have made God more known to mankind and brought God down to earth, to use the Lashon of the Medrash, that maybe we'll mention again in a few moments. But if Moshe Feinstein on this Rashi wonders, L'chora, lo muvan Hagam b'tchila haya base medrash etzel shem ve'eiver v'noach. V'ata gam kein lo nisot zivhar b'idat nefesh z'ubacharon shenechshav aschala shnos Torah. Harei hayu ma'atim. How can Avraham Avinu make such a bold claim that there was such an unbelievable transformation before his journey? God was up above, removed from mankind, and now God is down here below, ba'aretz mitachas, as we say in Aleinu, down here below. But beforehand, there was shame, and his father, and Noach, and Eiver, the yeshiva Shem Va'Eiver, there was a mesorah, there was a conscientiousness of God among mankind. And also, with all due respect to Avram, how long have you been around? You know, how much of a difference have you made up till this point? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, answering his question, V'lachein ha'nachon sh'akavanam b'zeh d'shem v'eiver me'izeh tam lo'ayu mishtadu limtu talmidim v'lo asku l'ashpia ala olam ela l'misha ya ruach tov min ha'shamayim sh'maz b'hev le'olam v'hayam vakish derech ha'emes haya motza etzel mi l'ilmod shu b'es ha'medrash l'shem v'eiver v'harbei af sh'ratzu l'vakish ha'emes lo matzu b'es ha'medrash zeh ela etzel ha'cherim sh'ad rabba od kilkulu osam l'hara. Basically, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, yes, it's true that Shem Va'Eiver were teaching the word of God or teaching about God to the world, but their effect and their hashpah that they had was very, very local, was for those who were searching, and they didn't go out and try to gather Talmidim and try to outwardly spread the word of God, but a person who their spirit drove them and was willing to distance themselves from the vanities of this world, so and they wanted to find the Derech HaEmes, so they would join that base medrash. But Avram hischa leilech mimakom lemakom levakish talmidim likro b'shem Hashem. But Avram was different. Avram was the merchant. Avram was selling the word of God. He was peddling the word of God. He was sharing the word of God with anybody and everybody and anybody who would listen, and even not those who were searching. Avram would bring it to them. Avram would bring the truth to them. Lachain. Avram's great revolution, the great transformation that Avram Avinu brought about, yes, it might not have necessarily been on a quantitative level, but on a qualitative level, what Avram Avinu did was he began the movement of teaching the world about God. There's a famous medrash that the Lubavitch Rebbe actually, and it's very interesting, we don't have a specific Torah from the Lubavitch Rebbe this week, but I wouldn't be surprised if one could find in the writings of the Lubavitch Rebbe probably the exact same idea. This idea resonates very, very strongly with the Torah, the philosophy of Chabad, of bringing God down to earth and revealing God down below, making Hashem adira b'tachtonim. Like the famous medrash that the Lubavitch Rebbe gave his first maimer when he took over the Nesius in the early 1950s, he discussed the Medrash in Shir HaShirim Basi Lagani, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu poetically, where the Psukim and the Medrash poetically discuss how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has come back to his Gan, has come back to his paradise, come back to his orchard. And the Medrash there says that from when Hashem created the world, his kol was mishalach b'gan, Hashem was down here in Gan Eden, but through the chait of Adam and the chait of Cain and the Havel and the door of the Mabul and other catastrophic events, the door of Flaga, the Migdal Bavel, and different degenerations of the generations, Hashem became more and more removed over time. In fact, the Medrash even depicts that Hashem's Shechina went up to the seventh Rakia, to the seventh heaven above. But with Avram, there was this great transformation that Avram began the process of literally bringing Hashem back down to earth, so to speak. This revolution that we're speaking of, and it continued with Yitzchak and Yaakov and the Shvatim, culminating obviously with Mamad Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Kal Yisrael, when Hashem's voice became once again revealed down here on earth. And Avram Avinu is the one that began this revolution of bringing God back down to earth, so to speak, making him once again Elokei HaAretz. But beforehand, he was only Elokei HaShamayim. And that's why this is so critical. That's why Avram is so fundamental, as we know, teaching us about monotheism, ethical monotheism, as we like to say. But literally teaching us God, bringing God back down to us, that God is not some out there foreign, spiritual entity, but really God is down here. God is b'shamayim ma'al, but also b'aretz mitachas. God is down here. And that's the idea that Rav Moshe is telling us over here, and he continues. And one could also say, right? And Avram not only taught people who are willing to all or nothing propositions, but even you do one mitzvah, right? This again, Rav Moshe sounding a little bit like a, I hope this is okay to say, but sounding a little bit like a Lubavitch or Shliach. It's okay, one mitzvah, whatever you want to take on today, put on these tefillin, light these candles, right? Give this tzedakah, learn one Mishnah a day. It's okay, you don't need to take on the entire thing right now, but are you willing to take on a little bit? And obviously, we know mitzvah gereres mitzvah, one thing leads to another, and hopefully you can build a trend, you can create a spiritual inertia of more, whether it's in your own life or over the generations, as Rav Moshe says, and Avram Avinu was willing to go slowly one step at a time and bring people the Dvar Hashem to them, to Basher Hashem, where they were holding. And that's why Chazal refer to the generation of Avram, that Torah began by Avram. Obviously we didn't have the Torah, but the Elef Torah, the millennium of Torah, the two millennium of Torah, began in the days of Avraham Avinu because of this revolution that he went ahead and begun, in contrast to what was going on before him, even by the great Gedolim of Shem, Va'ever, Noach, etc. But beforehand, you can't say that the world was being transformed and revolutionized to become a world of Torah, to become a world of connecting with God in this world. And again, just to point out how appropriate and critical such an idea is, in Western civilization, in the building of Torah in America. That one could even say that maybe the immigrants or the children of immigrants or the peers of immigrants or the neighbors of immigrants could say, yeah, there used to be religion in the old world, right? God and Torah and spirituality and holiness and piety, that was something back, that was true in Eastern Europe, right? But here in the new world, with the world of technology and science and business and prosperity, okay, so we can think about God, on Shabbos a little bit, God is B'Shamayim Ma'al, he's out there, he's the God of the past, but now it's a new world, and Rav Moshe would tell us, no. God, Avraham Avinu teaches us that Hashem is Baretz Mitachas, Hashem is here with us as well, and we need to be on this path and this journey and dedicated to learning and growing and developing with Hashem here in our own lives. He's not out there, it's not some past or foreign spiritual idea, but it's life, it's Torah and mitzvos, and growth and dedication to the best of our ability, and such a critical idea that would certainly strengthen the Torah community in America over the generations from that Rav Moshe shared, and certainly has helped the Torah community build and grow and prosper in keep maintaining focus on what we're here to do, to be the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu and continue this Mesorah. We'll continue with a Dvar Torah from Rav Aaron Cutler. Rav Aaron Cutler, that's brought down in his in the Sefer Mishnah Rav Aaron on Chumash. These are a little bit more shmuzin, a little more essays, but we'll bring out some main ideas from Rav Aaron Cutler that he says over here. And the pasuk that we mentioned in the previous shir, that at the beginning of this story of Avram sending Eliezer to go bring back Rivka for Yitzchak. So as we said, the introductory pasuk is Avram zaken baba yamim vashem beirachas Avram bakol. And Avram Cutler, the great Lakewood Rosh Hashiva, the great builder of Torah in America, the fiery pillar of Torah in America. Avram Cutler quotes the Ramban in this pasuk, who says that this bracha of Bakol, that Hashem blessed Avram Bakol, is a hint, is a remez to a very, very deep, great Indian, Vushesh B'Kadosh Baruch Hu Mida Tikra Kol, B'Pnei She'Yesod HaKol, it's the fundamental, it's the foundation of everything. U'Banemar Ani Hashem Osa Kol, right? Hashem is the Osa Kol, and Avraham Avinu gave this Indian, Hashem gave this Indian to Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Cutler says, what is this Indian, what is this bracha? And Avraham Cutler says that this is the bracha of, it's greater than, it's not only the meat of histapkus, which means to being satisfied with what one has, and it's even greater than the mita of, he quotes the Vilna Gaon, who says an even higher mita is the mita of being sameach bechelko, of being happy with what you have, not only satisfied with what you have, but being sameach bechelko, of being totally joyous and besimcha and happy with one's lot in this world, right? Ezu Asher sameach bechelko. But even happier than that, even higher than that, is the mita of bakol, this mita of having everything. I'm not only happy with what I have, but I'm totally complete, and I don't even consider that I could even have more. That I have such a shlema, such a completeness in my life, and I'm totally, my eyes don't look for more, aren't aware of more. That I realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me exactly what I need, and I'm not meant, or I have no desire for anything more whatsoever. And this is a midah. First of all, it's a beautiful pshat in the pasuk, because Hashem berech es Avram bakol, that Hashem blessed Avram with everything. Now, we know objectively that that's not even possible, right? God can't bless a person with everything, right? It's not possible for a person to have everything. I mean, everything actually. That's just not possible. It's just not shayach on an objective level, right? But subjectively, from the person's own perspective, from the person's own eyes and own heart and own feeling, so they can feel. They can feel this truth. I have everything. I have everything. I don't want or need or desire anything more. I'm so shalim. I'm so complete with that which I have. And so it's not an objective fact. It's a subjective fact that Hashem gave Avram this bracha that he really felt totally complete in all that he had. Rav Aaron Cutler says this is the midah of the Avos in general, that they had this midah of shlemos, of tamimos, no lacking whatsoever, complete joy and complete fullness of life, even if things may objectively be lacking, but subjectively in my own feeling, my own perspective, in the way I live my life, I feel shalim. And he points out, but we do see sometimes where the Avos had some daiga, some worry and yagon, and some nervousness and some feelings of lacking. By Yaakov, you know, we see such things. And Rav Aaron Cutler points out that was dafka by Inyanei Ruchnius. In Ruchnius, so that's a different story, that's a different ballgame. By Ruchnius, by spirituality, so then one should feel chaser, one should feel lacking, one should feel as if they can achieve more, they should achieve more, or they feel as if there have been mistakes along the way and there's still room to grow and develop more. So over there, then the midah of kol would not be the highest midah, because in Ruchnias we should always be striving for more. The Rav Aaron Cutler continues and says, a beautiful pshat, that this is a pshat in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says that we should be like Talmidim of Avram Avinu. And what's the ways of being Talmidim of Avram Avinu? What are the midos of the Talmidim of Avram Avinu? That the midos of Avram Avinu have an ayin tova, a ruach nemucha, and a nefesh shvela. He quotes the Rambam and Rashi on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. The Rambam says, what's an ayin tova, a good eye? She'inyan ayin tova hu istapkas. It's this midah of being totally mistapik, of being totally satiated and satisfied with that which one has. And Rashi says an ayin tova is ein lo kina al chaveru v'chavelav kvod chaveru michvodo. I'm not jealous of others. I don't look at other people. Man, I wish I had that. My neighbor has this car. My neighbor has this new gadget. My neighbor has. My friend has. My peer has. Right. And it's a very, you know, we've all experienced it. I've certainly experienced it. And it can be a very, very, you know, intense and difficult internal work to focus on of really just looking at my own life and being samech b'chelki, being happy with my own lot, and not allowing that which my friend has to make me frustrated with what I have. And this, an ayin tova, I have a good eye. If I see my friend has something beautiful, I'm so happy for you that you have that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this. You have the iPhone, you know, 10XYZ. I only have the iPhone 9ABC. Okay, but this is what Hashem wanted me to have, and I'm so sameach with it, and it does so good with me, and I have so many great apps, and YU Torah and Torah Anytime, and okay, Besider, so but I'm sameach. I'm totally besimcha with what I have, and that's what Rashi says. That's an ayin tova. I see my friend has beautiful for him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this, and I'm totally besimcha with what I have, and that's one of the talmid. That's what it means to be a talmid of Avram Avinu. That I have an ayin tova. I have this good eye. Shemabit al mashi yesh lo betova v'ayin ra ha'inu tzaros ayin. Right. The opposite is to be a talmid of Bilam, so that you have an evil eye. You see negative, and it makes you feel jealousy, and it makes you feel totally unsatisfied and totally insufficient, and it hurts your self-esteem, and it has so much negative and detrimental effects. and that's what it means in Ayin Ra'ah. But when a person is mistapik b'muat and samech b'chelko, then he has this mitzvah of kol, this mitzvah of Avraham Avinu, this mitzvah of I'm so b'simcha what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me. And the Rav and Kotler, just one of the last ideas that he says over here in this shmooze is that the one of the ways to develop an ayin tov, obviously what we're saying is big things, and it's takes many years, a lifetime of work to really have this perspective of really being samech b'chelko and really having this meat of kol, really feeling like I have everything and I have all of the brachos that Hashem wants to give me, and I lack nothing and I desire nothing and I have no taiva for anything more. It's not an easy thing, but something that we can strive for. And says around Cutler, what's a way that we can go about getting this? Who his bonus bechazde Hashem is baruch hamakifin also bli harif bechazdav him yoser mashi magilo vayish v'emes ein magilo klum umakabel chesed lein shir. To constantly meditate on Hashem and the great kindnesses that Hashem has bestowed upon me. Hashem has given me my own brachas. Hashem has given you your own brachas, and I'm so proud. And when I say modim with tremendous kavana. Hashem, thank you so much for all you've given me. I'm so blessed. I have my family. I have my health. I have my livelihood. I have my clothing. I have food to eat, and I have friends, and I have so many brachas. Everybody for themselves. Everybody has what they have. And to see Hashem in my life, to see all that Hashem has given me, and to the extent that we really meditate deeply and truly and honestly on all of the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, that will help us develop this Ayin Tova. And obviously, there's no person that lived with Hashem, and as we said in the previous Dvar Torah, there's no person that really could have done this more than Avraham Avinu, because his whole inyan was living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being conscientious and thinking about God and teaching about God and showing the world how God is here with us. Behold, knowing Hashem in all of our ways. And when a person does that properly, then it will certainly carry into and spill over to the meat of gratitude and thanking Hashem, Baruch Hu, thanking Hashem for all that He has given us, and that will snowball to having this meat of kol, this meat of samech bechelko, this meat of being so grateful to Kadosh Baruch Hu for all of the gifts that He gives us. So certainly a beautiful hemshech in what Avraham Avinu has taught us and what Avraham Avinu achieved in his own life, in his own avoda, in his own service of Kadosh Baruch Hu, living with Kadosh Baruch Hu, having this bracha of kol. Beautiful, and obviously, again, certainly a very, very critical Torah for the Jewish community of America, a community who experienced great prosperity, and a community where livelihood and financial stability would become very, very central in the American lifestyle. The race for financial supremacy and wealth and real estate and bank accounts, etc., etc., etc. And it's very easy in that world to fall into the trap of kochi v'otzim yadi asali asachay lazos, that through my work and my hard labor and my investment, that's how I go ahead and make my wealth, make my riches, etc. But really, Ravan Kotler is teaching us, no, the meat of Avraham Avinu is to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all of our brachas. And also, while we are healthy, in a healthy way, and properly growing financially, Amir Hashem, with Hashem's bracha, but it all comes from Hashem, and Hashem is the source of all of our blessings. And while we have, sometimes have more, sometimes have less, we always, hopefully, and this is what we strive to, again, not so easy, but certainly something that we can and should strive for is to see that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us everything that we're meant to have, and to be samech b'chelko, and to see kol, to strive at least, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us, give us the strength to see kol in that which what we have. Now, just to conclude with some ideas from the great Mashgiach from Tor B'Das, Rabbi Gedalia Shor, who says, we'll say one idea, and let's see if we have time for another one. And back to the beginning of the parsha, when the Torah records the years of Sarah Imenu, so we know famously, so her life was Mea Shana Ve'esrim Shana V'sheva Shanim. 127 years were the years of the life of Sarah Imenu, and the Medrash famously brings down that Rabbi Akiva said that these 127 years of Sarah Imenu correlate, correspond to the 127 nations that were ruled by Ahasuerus in the beginning of Megillas Esther, and Esther herself, Esther HaMalka, ended up herself being zochah to rule over these 127 nations as well. And Rav Gedalia Shor and the Or Gedalio in the Divrei Torah in the back in the second part and the Likutei Diburim on Parash Chayisara. So he quotes the Chidushi Harim, the great Ger Rebbe, the first Ger Rebbe. So Rav Gedalia Shor quotes the Chidushi Harim, who said that this Medrash regarding Esther, that the 127 years of Sarah Imenu correlated to the 127 nations that Esther Hamalka ruled over. And Rabbi Akiva came and he taught this teaching of this correlation in order to wake up his students. So the Chiddush Arim said, what's the meaning of this teaching? That the 127 years correlate to the 127 nations that Esther HaMalka would rule over. Rabbi Dali Shor says that the teaching from the Chiddush Arim is Nimtza. It says like this. Laura Tamid of Sheim Mishana Shel Avoda Zachta Esther Libloch Al Medina Shlema U Medina Kolel Kama Vikama Ayaros Vikol Ir Kama Mechuzos Vikol Machuz Kama Rechovos Nimta Shemikol Rega Shel Avoda Shel Sarah Zachta Esther Limloch Al Rechov O Al Mechuz Shalem U Mizan Yecholim Lilmod Hachashiva Shel Kol Rega Shel Avoda. Says the Rav Gedalia Shor from Beis Chiddush Arim that really what do we see? That it's the lifetime of Esther HaMalka and the Avoda, the lifetime of Sarah Imenu and the Avoda that filled up the entire life of Sarah Imenu would end up transferring to the amount of real estate, the amount of land, the amount of countries that Esther HaMalka would rule over. And it was, and he said, the way he says it is, it was because of her avoda, because of her life, because her complete life of avoda, not just parenthetically. One may ask, by Sarah Imenu, a question that's asked by Avraham Avinu also, how can you say that her life was so complete, she didn't grow up? Avraham Avinu didn't grow up like a good, cheder, yingle. He didn't grow up, in a house of Yerushalayim, Torah mitzvahs. He grew up in a house of Avodah Zarah and was involved in Avodah Zarah in his early years. And likely the same thing can be true, can be said for Sarah Imenu as well. But the Lubavitch Rebbe has a famous teaching that, and as we know and we believe, and it's a very, very true concept, that Tshuva Me'ava is Mahapech all Zdonos to Zechuyos, that when a person undergoes a transformation in life, Tshuva Me'ava, falling in love with Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then they go ahead and they use their past experiences as a means of growth and as a means of context of life and as a means of making sense of their existence, then l'mafreya, retroactively, a person's entire life becomes all zechuyos, becomes all merits, becomes all part of their story of growth and development of progress. And that's a very, very important idea for all of us. Even, as the Torah of the Lubavitch Rebbe has a sikha like this, very, very fundamental. And even when a person in their younger years lives a life of rebelliousness or a life with licentiousness or a life without, deep values or very, very strong, adherence to Torah, to mitzvos, or even to goodness in any level. But when a person grows and develops through and as a result of a person's younger years and puts them into context and grows from those experiences and learns from them and understands that they were part of the story that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted each and every one of us to have, and utilizes them to develop a context for our life, so then the mafreya, retroactively, they become all part of a story of zechuyos, of merits. And I think that's important to add into over here, just for context, for understanding. So back to Rav Gedalia Shor says that as a result of the lifetime of Sarah Imenu, which was so full of avoda and so full of piety and righteousness and goodness and kindness and dedication to Hashem, and dedication to spreading Hashem, and like Rashi told us that Sarah totally inspired the women of her generation, as well as all the chesed that Sarah Imenu did, and all the great things, each moment of Avoda would end up translating into an area of real estate, a street, a city, a neighborhood, a county, etc., that Esther Hamalka would, in the future, rule over. V'al yechshuv adam ki'ein la'avodaso shum chashivus b'shamayim. V'lo yafsid klum b'regel shel sheina ki'bein ka'achein avodaso klum. Says Rabbi Dalia Shor, this is something so critical. Sometimes we think, what's the big deal? You know, if I learn one line of Torah, if I do one mitzvah, one act of chesed, one act of kindness, one mitzvah, you know, if I daven with a little more kavan, or I do a little bit more gemilus chasadim, or a little more kind and patient with my spouse or with my children, or, you know, a little bit more proactive in my community, or a little bit more dedication to halacha, or a little bit more, you know, amelus b'torah, whatever it may be, what's the big deal? Says Rabbi Gedalia Shor, it's a huge deal. Every drop is a huge deal. Whatever we can do, obviously, in a healthy and authentic way, but it's a huge deal. And every bit that we can do is so meaningful and so significant. Why? Because even if though we may not see the outcome in front of us in that moment, or even in our own lifetime, the reverberations that we'll have in future generations are so massive. Why? Because the moments of Sarah Imenu's Avoda translated into the great power and the great prowess and the great reign that Esther Hamalka would have generations later. V'avoda shel kol echad echad mibnei banav shel Avram Avinu chashuv b'shamayim v'lachin ein lo nimnamnim begalus rak lasuk b'torah b'zeh yeh lo Negia le masei ha'avos v'yore achius me'avos apetoch hacheshkus hagadol hashore begalus. And one may think, I'm in the galus now. What's a big deal, right? No, the answer is it's a huge deal. That this is what it means to be the grandchildren, the progeny of Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu. That our actions and our growth and our holiness and our piety and our dedication to what we believe and what we know is true, and this tradition of our parents and grandparents from all the generations back, will for sure have such a lasting effect in the future generations. Just like Sarah Imenu's lifetime became the paradigm and would translate into the real power that Esther Hamalka would have generations later, so too for us, we need to take this message to know the effect that our avoda, our Torah, our chesed, our gemilas chasadim, our tefillah, etc., benon l'mako, benon l'chaveiro, our avodas hamidos, etc., will have such a profound, tremendous effect on generations going forward. And again, I think such a tremendous yisod, specifically again for the Torah community in America, namely, you know, leaving the empire of Torah in America, Lithuania, Poland, Russia, Eastern Europe, the unbelievable all of my yeshivas and Hasidic courts and the world that was, you know, one could say, I'm in America, what's the big deal? What's it going to be? Says Rabbi Gedalia Shor, based on the Chiddush HaRim, from Rabbi Akiva, the Torah of Sarah Imenu and Esther Hamalka, it's a huge deal. Because all of Jewish history has shown us that our avoda will have tremendous reverberations for the future, for our children, for our grandchildren, for our great-grandchildren. And Mir Hashem, in the zechus of our avoda, we will... Our children and our grandchildren will be kings and queens of empires, of Kal Yisrael, of Torah, for years and generations to come. And that's so critical to remember, to keep in our hearts, that it really does make a difference. And even if we may not see the actual practical outcome right in front of us, but generations to come, it will be manifest, it will be revealed, and it will make a huge difference. With that, we'll finish for tonight. We saw from Rav Moshe Feinstein that Avraham Avinu made Hashem the Elokei Haaretz. We saw from Aaron Kuller the Indian of the Midah Bakol, of being totally satisfied and happy with what we have, and seeing that Hashem's bracha is given to us, and we have exactly what we're meant to have. And the Torah of Rav Gedalia Shor, that our avoda is so significant and so profound, and will have effect on future generations, just like Sarah Imenu to Esther Hamalka. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Shabbos, and Emet Hashem will continue our limud next week.